did you ever think you'd get the satisfaction of watching your adventure hero brother fall off a horse?
Are you planning on that?
I am. Gaslan here is going to get spooked by something in about 2 minutes, and hopefully run off in the right direction before he dumps me out of the saddle.
Spooked by... You're not going to... You know...
She rubbed her fingers together as if summoning a spark.
Well, that was the plan.
You can't zap the poor horse. He could be such an asshole. Don't even dare do it.
Well, he's not a nice horse.
How do you know? Maybe he's perfectly nice when he's being left alone and not hauling tourist arches around all day. Would you be happy in his place?
I don't have enough legs to take his place.
You know bloody well what I mean.
Fine. I won't zap the horse, okay?
Great. So, what's your new plan, genius?
This.
He raised his hand as they approached the stopped group.
Batu, how do we... Well, you know, pee.
Batu raised their arms wide, indicating the vast plain around them. One woman near the edge of the group laughed.
Pee behind your horse.
That was, in fact, what Fergus had hoped for. He tugged on Gaslin's reins, hoping to pull him away toward where he'd felt the signal. But the horse was not having any of it.
Here, Rossy. Come on. Horsey.
The others watched him pull and cajole the horse with obvious amusement. Finally, he dug into the snack packet.
A carrot?
The horse swung his long face over to regard Fergus at length before, grudgingly, he took a step forward. It cost Fergus his entire stash of carrots to get to where he felt the fragment calling from. A few of the other bird watchers, failing to be distracted by the still-wheeling gulls, were watching him. So he made as if he was about to moon the lot of them, and they turned quickly away. Behind cover of his horse, he took a few steps, then knelt down and ran his hands through the grass until they found something hard and metal half-woven into the ground by roots and straw. One of the inert frame pieces. He tucked it quickly into a pants pocket and tried again. And this time, his fingers went right to where they needed.
4 pieces down, 28 to go.
He wrapped the core fragment in a handkerchief and stuffed it deep into an inner pocket on his coat until he had privacy to stash it more securely. Then, just to be sure his cover story was complete, he took the expected pee.